And then they get to the podcast and we never wear them. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we don't actually use these.
Yeah, it's decoration.
No, but that's they were, and they're not actually I'm just really sad. We're missing a piece. But the audio, I'm really proud right now. I'm very, very proud right now.
Why? Because, proud of you for the podcast, by the
but
way.
But the audio is finally fixed.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went through so many different like setups that now it's like crispy.
Ooh, yeah, we love crispy.
You probably
audio.
Sound really good.
Yeah, I'll have no idea until I listen to it later.
Exactly, because we don't have the feedback.
The headphones don't work yet.
They are dead. Anyways, I have the one and only with me, Amanda Cerny, and I have a question for you.
Ooh. Ask away. Dun, dun, dun.
Who is your favorite fitness influencer?
Me. It's me.
Oh, I already I know the answer. Damn it, I know the answer.
Johannes Bottle.
Damn it. I walked into that one.
You did. You set yourself into that. Up. I did. Mean, there's no way around that.
God. Okay.
But you guys do a lot of stuff together, so. Yeah.
No, I love Johannes. I think he might be my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's actually super sweet. He's got really blue eyes. So, okay. Then let's talk about something that you're probably actually good at, because I was on your podcast, which is what it?
It's Oh Honey Podcast.
Oh Honey.
Yeah.
So,
hasn't launched yet.
I was on it, though. I think I was the best guest.
Yeah.
Except when I left, I saw there was another cool guest, and I was like, fuck. She might be better than me. But
great.
Thank you. You did something on there that I really liked, and I was like, man, I should do this with my listeners. Mm-hmm. I should ask them questions, and this one was about dating. You were asking me questions that your fans had sent in and asked you to ask the guests on your podcast, right?
Yeah, to give them some advice.
And I was like, damn, that's a great idea, because I like giving like dating advice.
Yeah, you were great at it, by the way.
Thank you.
Very good.
And then I was like, wait a minute, all my answers and all these guys would be like, just ask the raunchiest shit.
Oh yeah, we didn't get any
you didn't get any raunchy questions.
Nah, I mean, we also curate the questions, so we'll get a ton in, and then we'll,
Does curate means, like, you cheat the questions?
No, I guess it means, like, we put them in a pool of questions, like, 10, mix them up, and then put them between each episode.
I see.
So it's, like, a bunch of people write in to diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Okay.
And then we just kind of, we get a lot of stuff. So we'll get, like, the random ones that probably won't have much conversation to it besides, like, a... okay.
Yeah, I got some.
Avoid that question.
I had some deep questions. Mine were like really. I want it next
That's
time.
That's the ones we like.
Next time I come, I want some raunchy questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can pull some of those out from the email too.
Set those up. Okay, I have a question for you though. Beyond that, what got you into starting a podcast? Like, why'd you want to start a podcast?
I just, it's like, all right, I'm on every other platform. Like, I'm always like,
which you kill, by the way.
Thank you.
You kill it.
Thanks. But it's like, it's a lot of work because you're setting up, like, directing, producing, like, you need scripts, you need all that. So with a podcast, it's actually, like, I love the idea of it because you get to sit down with your friends or people that you're interested in and have a full-on conversation. And I was like, yeah, I really want to do a podcast, but I wanted to have, like, a theme to it
because
I always love just creating themes around things.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's better than, you know, giving advice? And one of the things that I used to listen to growing up was Delilah. And she was on, I think she's based in New York. I don't know. But
Delilah.
Yeah. It was this radio show, and it's Delilah.
It's a little.
No, you would call in. She played the best Christmas music ever on the radio station. And then people would call in, and she would give, like, some love advice, and it was just like so, like, she's been doing it forever. I'm sure some people even listening to this
this was radio.
Yeah
Okay.
This is like when I was a waitress at a diner, they would always play Delilah on the radio, and it's just so comforting. But I just, like, so that's kind of where I got the inspiration from, and I was like, okay, that'd be cool to do that, get questions in from our fans, and also be able to get people on the show and talking about how their life works, and it brings up just natural conversation and things, like, especially people always go to their friends to get love advice, right?
Yeah.
And even though it's not from experts or anything, it's just like,
it's always from your friends.
Yeah, it's always from your friends, and that's the one that you're just like most interested in. So it's like, why can't we be everybody's friend and just give them?
Do you think you get the best love advice from your friends?
No, but I think it's fun. I think it's fun to like coach through it and just to bring things up, different perspectives, and never to take anything like fully 100%. Yeah. But just to be like, oh, okay, that's an interesting thought on it.
Right. So when you heard this back in the day, how old were you then? You were a waitress.
I was I lied on my resume, but I was 14, almost 15.
Oh, so you were like lying for a worker's permit.
Yeah. Okay.
And so this is like obviously way before all this social media stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How? Because I've always been curious about this. Like, what got you started on the social? Because I think you were biggest on Vine initially.
Yeah.
And then you came to Instagram and killed it, and a lot of other Viners came. What got you started on social media?
I wanted to do more acting, yeah. And then I didn't have a reel. So I was like, all right, one of my friends did YouTube, Jimmy Tatro, and I was like, hey.
Oh, I know Jimmy.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, like, if you ever need anybody for any of your skits, let me know, because I'm trying to build a reel for myself so I can go out and, you know, have something to show and kind of put something together.
So it was for acting initially?
Yeah.
It wasn't for social?
No. I didn't even know, like, how to edit. I didn't know how to do anything. And then, so I went and did a couple of Jimmy's videos, and then he was going to shoot 22 Jump Street.
And, oh, wow. How many years ago was this?
This was, like, 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after that, he was like, but there's this other app, because I was like, Jimmy, no, I need to build my reel. I got to shoot your stuff. And then he was like, well, there's this app called Vine that just came out, and it'll probably be a good app for you how to, like, learn to do stuff on. And I was like, oh.
So Vine came out after Instagram?
Yeah.
Because I never used Vine. I got on Vine and was like, I can't do it. It was like 2 seconds.
Instagram, I don't think, had video at the time.
Oh, they didn't?
So, yeah, it was just photos.
Because I was on Instagram, like, almost like when it first came out, so 2011.
Yeah.
So it came out the end of 2010.
Yeah.
And I got on it like really quickly.
I think I had like 20,000 followers on Instagram like already. And then Vine came out and I was like, all right, let me use this platform so I can learn how to edit little things. It's only 6 second videos. So I'm like, this is a great platform for me to start on with like content creation. And then eventually I could do my own productions and build my reel that way. So then I started studying like how to edit and all that stuff with Vine. At first, you couldn't even edit on. You just filmed in real time.
Right, right.
And learned how to piece things together. And then I started actually learning how Premiere works and like all that stuff.
Yeah. So what got you into like the comedy side of things? Because you've done so much.
I just noticed like that's kind of what I was doing with Jimmy initially too. And like I've had a lot of friends that are comedians and stuff growing up also. Yeah. So it's like I've always had fun with like improv and the banter, and I was in improv classes as well. So it was like, you know, I love it so much. Why not make my content this and not make it so serious? Because I was learning a lot at the same time. So for me to just have fun with it.
So let me ask you a question. I think this is really interesting. Mm-hmm. When you were, how old were you when you thought about doing acting?
How old was I? Well, there was, I guess the moment that I decided I wanted to pursue it was when I was 19.
Okay, 19.
But when I was younger, I would do like plays and stuff with my sisters and
So when did you start to develop this vision of like wanting to do acting?
When
like
I was 19? Yeah, and I was in Miami.
Okay.
And I was like doing live EDM event hosting in Miami.
EDM event hosting?
Yeah, so I would go on stage and like
electronic dance music.
Yeah, and amp up the crowd and I would do
it. Wait.
Yeah.
It was like DJ Cerny? What is this?
No, I wasn't a DJ.
You were just...
I was the host. So I would like go up and be like, hey, welcome to this festival, da da da. And then just like introduce the DJ.
I just picture you on drugs doing this. You're not on drugs, no drugs.
I never, Yeah. Damn. None of that.
Because like to be in that atmosphere, it's all like
drugs. But it was the rise of it too, because I was in Miami. This was like 2011.
That's when it just started.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And it was just like when EDM was becoming a thing, starting to play at all the clubs. And
can I ask you your age? Is that rude on a podcast?
No,
how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
I'm an old man.
No,
shit. I'm 30 this month.
You were hoping I was gonna go.
I'm 30 this month.
Oh, happy birthday! What are you gonna do?
Pretend that I'm 29 still.
Oh, good for
you.
Yeah. No, I think guys, it's just better if you're older. Promote
learn,
that 30 all day
you learn,
long.
Learn a bunch of shit. I definitely learned a lot.
Yeah, and also for the women, like just being like, I'm 30. They're like, oh, thank God.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah. Yeah, you survived it, and also you're mature.
Okay, so here, where I was going with this question was, you had this vision of like you wanted to be an actress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you still want to do more of that?
Yeah. Right now I'm working on like packaging and producing projects, yeah. If I could speak now too. So
let me, but you're not exactly where you want to be as far as acting goes, are you?
No.
No.
A lot more to do.
I have a real, like, the significant question, the significance of this question, I think, for people listening is like, but are you very, very happy with where you're at now?
Yeah. I'm happy with where I'm at, but I'm also wanting to do more.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you think that this was going to be a part of you trying to become an actress? Like, did you see this coming?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was my reel. And I was like, this is going to be great.
That's why you were doing it.
Yeah, because I was taking acting classes and improv classes, like, at the same time also. And I was like, this will help me, like, to get an agency and a manager. And I didn't even know the difference between the two. Yeah. I was like, I just know I need them because that's what people say. And that's another thing in life. It's just, like, question everything that's, like, normal. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, you need an agent. You need a manager. Just think of your own situation and question what it is they do and, yeah. Like, why you need them.
And this is what I was getting at with the question. I'm thinking, like, because a lot of people, they have, like, a vision or a goal about where they want to go and how they want to get there and what they think it's going to entail. Mm-hmm. And then, like, as you get closer, it's never normally that. It, yeah. Like, goes so differently.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would say that you're probably, I mean, just from what I know, you're mm-hmm. probably, I don't know a ton of like actors or actresses who are trying to like come up, but mm-hmm. I feel like unless you're like one of the main, like a star of like a big production film, yeah. You're probably not really killing it.
Right.
But you're not that yet. Mm-hmm. You want to be, but you're still for sure killing it. I know just from having a conversation with you and knowing enough about you. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm saying that though to everyone listening is like, you might have a goal or a dream about where you're trying to go. And it's just like, it's never exactly as you plan it.
Yeah. I mean, because initially I would have been happy with like the roles I've gotten and the stuff I've done already too. But at the same time, it's like life is about progressing and growing. And it's like, it's never, like you said, it's never going to be exactly what's in here and what's the perfect situation. But it's also a blessing at the same time, because I was like worried about buying food on an airplane, you know? Yeah. I was like, I'm trying to save money. I'm like trying to live in these cities, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like now I'm comfortable enough to actually really put time into the things that I love and I'm passionate about and want to do. And I've kind of been doing that throughout the process as well, because I have been able to like put together my own productions where I am acting, but also my head is in a million different places too, of like, all right, I gotta write this, I gotta cast this, I gotta direct this, I gotta edit this. And but that's why I love being on sets too, because I can fully focus.
What do you think you're most passionate about? Because if you're you have an experience with all those things.
Yeah, I love everything I'm doing.
Yeah,
like, and I enjoy everything I'm doing, but what I'm most passionate about would be, I love directing. I think it's so much fun for me.
Yeah.
I love building things, like entrepreneur, building brands.
Like Legos.
Yeah. I love Legos.
Like Legos.
Yeah. What else? And acting. Yeah. Like, I'll make that a priority. If you had to ask me, okay, are you going to make a ton of videos this week for your Instagram, or are you going to do a starring role on this set? I'll be like, all right, see you later. I'll be right back. And my fans would support me too, because they know that's what I've been wanting to do.
Yeah.
So
that's where your focus would be at.
Yeah.
What's like your ideal role?
I guess
you don't have one.
No, like, I love everything. I would love to do an action movie. I think those are so much fun. I would love to do comedy, is like, you know, right there.
Yeah,
like, definitely do that. But yeah,
all right, let me switch the topic real quick. Let's talk about love life.
Oh
yeah, deep. Favorite sex position. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna do it like that. That's so wrong.
You're the ones.
Yeah. I'm the one who's making. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
you're the one that's writing those comments in, or
I'm writing all the comments secretly, making different accounts.
Yeah.
No. Then we're not gonna talk. I'm joking. We're not gonna talk about that. but love life, like, so. Obviously, I know your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Very good friend of mine. We mentioned him earlier.
He's working
Johannes.
Out in your gym right
He's
now.
He's working out right now. Yeah.
Zoo culture.
Yes, the plug. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I have questions about. I thought of two about dating, and it's in regards to
only two.
only two questions. Okay. Well, two that I think are very important. I have a ton. Obviously, I don't have all the answers, but two in regards to something that I think you probably have. Well, I know you do because you have experience in it. But dating and social media. Mm-hmm. How hard is that? Because you're doing that.
Yeah, I for me, it's not hard. No. Like, I noticed that people do have, it's challenging for some people, but I think I balance it enough to where not everything's out there, yeah. But it's still.
Because I didn't know for a while.
Yeah.
I knew Johannes before I knew that you guys were dating, and yeah. I think he was dating you.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends when, because, like, I was friends with him for a while,
too. He told me that.
Yeah, and then it kind of, like, merged into dating when I became single, and then yeah. we started talking, and but I never really, and a lot of our friends didn't know, too, that we were even dating.
Yeah.
So we just, like, waited and just, like, had our own relationship, kind of, like, grew that together and kept it away from things. But at the same time, like, I would put him in a lot of, like, my comedy sketches and yeah. stuff. Just so, because I always, like, needed somebody, and he would help me out with that, too. And with that, people were like, oh, he's playing the boyfriend in her... in her yeah. sketch comedy. But a lot of the ideas, like, are inspired by, like, real life situations yeah. too, or just something ridiculous. But so a lot of my stuff is scripted.
Yeah.
It's on my page with us together, but, like, the photos and stuff, there's some stuff that's super organic, that's real and just fun. And, you know,
you dated someone prior.
Yeah.
Was he also involved in?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I never posted him. Just because he had nothing to do with the space, so it just didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah.
Johannes, I was already doing content with, so I'm like, you know, like, it's people keep asking about it. I'm not gonna lie to them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's my boyfriend.
Yeah. So you never have a hard time with that.
No. I trust him.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people find a difficult time with things is like. Not being able to trust somebody because they're afraid. Like, I know girls that won't post their boyfriend because they don't want other girls DMing them or just, like, going
DMing
after...
DMing the boyfriend.
Yeah, going yeah. after them because they see that it's, like, a challenge for other people. I'm like, no, I'm not worried about that. If he wants to do that, then goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, and go. It's actually a good test of,
yeah.
you know, my investment of time.
Right, right.
But then also I could see where people would see it as a challenge if getting other... outside people's advice all the time and weighing in on your own relationship. But I don't make it that deep with my stuff. It's more of like, this is us here. This is us doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like the comments are all pretty, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I guess, cause I'm from not personal experience, yeah. but like some shit that I've seen on the internet is just like,
yeah.
relationships normally are just like fucking roller coasters.
Yeah.
And when I talk to you guys, I'm like, you guys seem completely like
chilling.
Unfazed by all of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just all good.
I'm trying to put myself in somebody else's shoes and understand like why it would complicate a relationship. But it hasn't really for ours. Like, I would never use my platform to treat somebody badly either. And I think there's a lot of that. That happens with the relationship
yeah,
too.
Where they couldn't, because then they get the views off the drama.
And... exactly. And that's what I don't do. I like, you know, the drama. Like,
yeah, the drama. Because yeah. then everyone, all the other channels like to make videos about it. And
I don't like drama in my life in general. So,
yeah.
like, posting drama online, if it were to ever happen, it's like, oh God. Like, I'm just.
It's interesting too, because, like,
yeah.
a lot of times when there's drama in real life, because I've experienced this in my past too.
Yeah.
The drama in real life, it's funny. It's like people on the internet, like, when they go and they put a video, like, the person saying, oh, this person did XYZ. It's funny because the people watching the drama, like, I don't know. Do they not think that, hey, maybe that person is doing this because they know it's going to get views, because
yeah.
they know they're going to get some benefit from it?
Some of it is planned, yeah.
A lot of it is planned, because
yeah.
like, you know that you can get some sort of response. You're going to get the most amount of views because it's like, it's something,
it's
some
like a reality
issue.
Show.
Exactly.
It's like, that's why the reality shows on, like, you know, when everybody had cable and watching those, like
yeah.
now it's like the kids are watching YouTube.
Yeah, YouTubers.
And consuming
and
it that
drama.
Way.
So have
yeah.
you ever had a really bad relationship? In your past?
Not really bad. I mean, I feel like there's always ups and downs in relationships, but
yeah.
mine was like cheating on me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
the one
a bad
prior.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't physically, but
did
it was
I know that
more,
guy?
I don't know if you met him.
Yeah.
I don't think you did. You may have.
Maybe in passing.
But he it was a long distance relationship too. So that added another layer to it
yeah.
also. and a completely like not a part of social media space whatsoever. So right. added another layer to it because he didn't really, he wasn't in entertainment. What you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we were fine. Like, I still think he's a great person.
Yeah.
He's just not the best boyfriend. Yeah. So that's it's okay. like, yeah. So for me, it's like, you know, that's not the type of relationship I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
And like the breakup wasn't crazy. It was just more like, I'm over it now.
Do you think like, you need to have someone in the space to date someone in this? Like, do you think you need to be in the space to date someone in the space?
I honestly was never going to.
Yeah.
And then I met Johannes, and then that was the exception, I guess. It's funny because you can always say like what yeah. your type is, what you wouldn't do, what you would do, but you never really know until you're
in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of shit in life is like that, though.
Yeah. Are you dating anybody?
Oh, man. I have had a really interesting, how many years? A few years. More than a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an on and off relationship for like 7 years.
Oh, see, that's like a lot of stress, I feel yeah. like. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, obviously a lot of amazing times because like to do something for 7 years, you're yeah. like, you see, there's good in it.
There's love otherwise, there. Yeah.
For sure. But it's a lot of in relationship to like social was one of the big problems. Cause like, that's why I asked you like outside of, this person was completely outside of social.
Yeah.
Like did none of it. So I think the needs of like, especially, social for me and like the way that like my audience like interacts with me, it's, you know, it's not the most comforting for like a girl. Cause like a lot of times, like I'll do videos where I'm lifting girls or, you know, I want to get girls in the gym to work out and it's involving other women. Mm-hmm. And then if there's trust issues, which there was because of the past mistakes that I made, then it's like,
oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, that many years ago, I was like a fucking kid. I've grown so much now, but it's still like to try and do it now and come back is like, there's still that like weariness.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, there's so many. And are you guys still on and off?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
And like, I think timing's a really important thing, too, because sometimes in somebody's life, like, you can be not ready, like yourself, like you weren't ready.
Oh, not at all. Well, in the beginning, I wasn't ready at all. In the beginning, I had just come out of a relationship that I was, like, I felt really hurt. So I was, like, oh, I'm going to, like, protect myself and, like, I'm going to, you know, let me, like, because I felt very, like very hurt. So I was, like, fuck the world and I'm going to, like. I'm going to do everything to benefit me and people are going to come in my life and I'm just going to focus on me and like whoever's here, I'm going to use them.
Yeah.
Because I felt used.
Right.
So then that person came into my life like right after.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't see it for what it was. And then time went by and then I was like, fuck, I made all these mistakes. Now I want it to work. And I'm like, but you can't go back and undo certain shit.
Right.
So it's like.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to forgive somebody if they've done something wrong. But like, I'm coming from her perspective, right. too. So, if, like, even for me, when I was cheated on, right? It's like, do it once, okay. Like, all right, learn from that. See how it affected me. I cried, wasn't happy. But I'm giving you another chance.
Yeah.
Do it again.
All right. Yeah, how do you give someone another chance then?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's a hard thing. Usually people would say leave right away if they do it. But we're human, right? And we make mistakes, and it's just like we learn through them. And if we're not learning through them, then that's the issue. Like if it's like, and it's always like where the person's at mentally in their own life too. Because you were at a point also where you were like, you know, screw everybody else. Like you're coming from a negative place, negative mindset already.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, and it's like, and when somebody's not clear on just being kind to others and loving themselves at the same time, it's going to be a really difficult relationship because it's like they didn't do the work on themselves yet to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's like when, just speaking from my own experience, like I know for a fact that when I had first got out of that relationship prior to meeting her, I did no work on myself and I was just trying to make myself happy because I felt so bad about what had happened and what happened to me prior. So then everything that I was just trying to like feel better about myself, but at the same time protecting myself. So I always had one foot out, one foot in, like, oh, this is good, but I don't want to get fucked. Like I just recently got fucked. So I'm going to like protect myself.
Right.
So like, that's where I was at. And you're right. It is always where you are personally. Like to make a relationship work, two people have to be like, okay, this is what's either happened, or, you know, this has happened in my life prior. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, you know, this happened in my life prior over here. And then it's kind of like, can we really be like fresh? Can we really let those things go and like start from today, the next day? And it's, I think that's hard sometimes for people to just, like, I didn't, like, I didn't let it go at the time. I dragged it on. And then I realized after the fact, like, fuck. Mm-hmm. So I think two people got to be able to come together and be like, okay, this is where it's at. What's next?
Yeah.
And it's ironic because even relationships like that, like that same concept, you could apply to like pretty much anything that you're working on or anything that you're doing. Is like, you fucked up, you failed, but where do you want to go? Like, because in relationships, like, okay, I really want to have a family. I want to have a kid. I want to have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want that. I've always
be a great father.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted it, and now later on in my life, I'm like, I notice I want it more. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. That's where I want to go. It's like a business thing. You want to get. You have some goal. It's like, okay, you're not there yet, obviously, but you want to get there. So it's like shit has happened all prior in your life. You can't like let those things hold you forever as you're trying to get towards what you want to go to.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, the forgiveness aspect of it all, of the
why is that so hard?
It's hard because, you know, it's just human nature, right? You're gonna, like, that's her, I guess, defense is just remembering what you've done, and just to prevent it again, she has to always remember what you've done. And then, you know, but it's like, that's not how it should work and how it needs to work. Because for a relationship, if you make the decision to carry on a relationship and fully go into it, you have to also fully forgive and not bring it up in every argument or conversation, because that's just reliving the past over and over, which is negative feeling and negativity already, and just completely backtracking. So I think it's like, it's a lot of work for the other person. That's why they have to know that they really want to stay in that relationship, because it's a lot of work for themselves to just like be like, that's the past, that's no longer him, and we're moving forward, and I'm not going to keep going back to that.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to make the biggest difference, too.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, straight up, the shit just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you keep trying, you keep trying. Like, I know from experience, like, you just keep hitting the same wall. It's like, how many weeks, how many months till you hit that wall again?
Right. So. And it also comes from the other side, too, because it's like, the person who did that stuff, like you, for instance.
Right.
Just knowing, okay, like, I did do this before. It is my job to, like, make her feel secure and stuff in this relationship, too, because, you know, I may have made her feel insecure in the past through my past actions. So it's, like, just being a little bit more thoughtful in situations. Say you're going to, like, film with a girl and lift her up and do, like, things for the content of being, like, hey, like, do you want to come?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to be there?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I've offered it, you know.
Yeah.
But I...
Because for me, if, like, a guy offered that, I'd be like, oh, cool. Like, nah, I'm good. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's just, but the fact that you invited me made it so, okay, nothing weird is going on.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like being a little considerate there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, really? Yeah, I don't do that.
No, I've done that. I've tried it. I think I've tried it all. Yeah. It's like, I guess sometimes you just get to the point where you're like fucking just frustrated. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
You kind of like,
because you got to do your work too. And you got to,
yeah,
you know? But maybe you could lift her.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, she was actually one of the first people that I filmed with.
Maybe that's the solution.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you doing content with her is going to be what is the solution.
Yeah.
It makes it so you don't need those other girls left because you got your
own. But you also need more girls, though, too. Mm. That's the thing. Not that I need more girls. I'm saying, like, the internet is like, would be like, they get tired after seeing the same shit.
Yeah. So. No, I do things, like, even in my sketches with other guys, too, that play the roles of my boyfriends or whatever.
Yeah. It's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance for sure.
Yeah, it depends.
What do you think is hardest for you to balance in your life right now?
Working versus just, like, not.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. That is the biggest challenge of all this shit.
Because I'm obsessed with it. I love it. Yeah. I have so much fun doing it. And I think Johannes brings me that balance, too, because, like, I'll be working. It's like almost midnight, still going since like early this morning, and I'm having so much fun. But then Johannes will come in and be like, Amanda, that's not life. Like, I did something over here, like something romantic. Let's just go leave your phone and let's just go do this thing.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. And that's, I'm like,
oh. So fucking cute.
Yeah. It takes me out of it.
Johannes, cool. Man. Oh, I love that guy. He paid us. Yeah, he bit. No, he didn't. That's why I like him so much. Yeah. He's just a genuinely good dude.
Yeah.
Hard to find for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to date him?
No, absolutely
not. You want to steal him from me?
No, absolutely not.
I won't let you.
No, but it's I noticed for sure that's one of the hardest things for me is balancing just like all this shit.
Yeah.
Because that's where like my times when like I did the least of it is because like I took on too many things to do. Like
that's the thing too, spreading yourself too thin.
Yeah.
Because you know, I used to manage myself for the longest time, and I didn't have an agency for the longest time.
Yeah.
And even when I like all of them were reaching out and wanting to do things, I just didn't trust anybody to do it as well as I can do it.
Yeah.
And then with that, it limited me because then I'm on the phone doing negotiations. I'm like wearing a million hats that I wasn't able to do what I do best well anymore because I'm spread out so thin. And yeah. I wasn't like progressing in my career anymore because I just had it all on me. So it's like just
so you had a time like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like no until recently, actually, like I got my management in beginning of December.
Did you feel like you were kind of just getting by?
Yeah. Like I was still doing okay, but it was like repetitive. It was like, I just didn't see like as much growth in areas that I wanted to grow. And that's not talking about like numbers on social media. That's just like talking about like career opportunities and like growth outside of what I'm already doing that works.
Yeah.
You know? And some people are happy with that, happy just doing what they're doing. But I feel like I'm at my happiest when I'm like always just growing and doing things. And even when I'm falling and growing from that fall too, it's like, it's the best.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah. I learn the most sometimes. Like, and I love hearing people's stories of like their failures and too. So I can like even take notes on those. So it's like you can learn through other people and then it's almost a blessing when you have your own failures.
Yeah, I think that's when you learn the most, too, when you have your own. Because, like, it's one thing to hear something from someone and, you know, take some advice about, like, oh, if this happens, you should do that. Or when shit hits the fan, like, it's going to happen and, you know, try and do this. And it's always like, oh, you're always like, yeah. Until, like, I think it happens to you that you have a real opportunity to, like, be like, oh, fuck, this is what that person meant.
Same thing. Like, I mean, I went to college at Florida State and I learned things in college, a lot of it I didn't fully retain.
Telling me.
Yeah.
I dropped out.
Yeah. I mean, going into the outside world after, it's like that's when I honestly learned the most of doing.
Yeah.
Like from doing, you remember it.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Especially when it fucks you up.
Yeah.
That's when you really remember it.
Yeah. Those are the memories that really stick with you.
Yeah. And I think the challenge there, because sometimes when shit like goes really south, like really shit that feels really bad, like I've definitely experienced some shit. I know you've experienced some shit. How do you think you come back from that? Not you necessarily in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, you could share how you have but whatever you want. But I think just in general, what do you think is important for someone to do to like get themselves out of it?
Yeah, I would say just knowing that it's like a down moment and not being stuck in that this is forever.
Yeah.
Having that mindset helps a lot because it puts that energy out there too, which I fully believe in energies. And I'm like,
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's such a thing because if you have a negative mindset too and you're just like stuck in this like horrible place, right? Something in the universe happened and you're there. But I always feel like, okay, this is... Don't like how I feel right now. Don't like where I am right now. But, you know, it's going to get better because I'm going to do things to get it better. And I'm not going to stop until it gets better.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's just working on just going back to it. Let it inspire you because, you know, you're almost blessed because, like, you're at rock bottom, right? Or at least it feels like that. But really, you're not because there's other situations around the world that you're just, you know... You're living the best life.
Yeah.
Compared to.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other option is like you feel nothing and you're dead.
Yeah.
So like, no, that's the truth. It's like that's the worst case is that there's nothing you can do after.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But as long as you're here and you have some sort of ability,
you can do it. And it's just putting in the work, just sitting around being like, life sucks, the world sucks, I'm in this horrible situation, and poor me. And it's like, it's never gonna get better.
Never.
But if you're stuck in that situation, you're like, damn, like, this sucks, let me get out of here. And then you just put in the work every single day, learn, like go on. We have so much access to information now.
Oh, man.
That makes it, I think, endless possibilities. But doing and pursuing the things that you're truly passionate about, because I feel like that makes the biggest difference in the world, too. When you're just chasing what other people are doing, you're like, oh, they're making money doing that. I want to do that.
Oh, I talk about this. I literally made a video about this on my YouTube yesterday.
Yeah. It's like then it never works.
That's the number one way to like fucking... to always be behind or to always kind of like eventually fuck up.
Yeah.
Because you're basing your success off someone else's. Mm-hmm. And it's like that's theirs for a certain reason, for maybe they're really passionate about it. And if you're basing like what you're trying to get after what someone else has gotten, then it's like, do you really want that?
Right.
That's like I think we had a question, the dating question, where the girl was asking like, all my friends are getting married and this guy, I don't know if he's serious, and we've been dating for this many years. Like, she wants to be more serious, but like, she doesn't know if he does.
And look at Bradley over here.
I listen to everything.
Yeah,
and it's interesting because like
that's a good quality, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. The way that she started that question was everyone else is doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone else is getting married, and she sees that and she wants that. And it's like, do you want it because they have it, or you want it because you want it?
Yeah.
And that's the same shit with business, with like trying to grow a social following, like to do anything. Because I get hit all the time, like, oh, I want to do what you're doing. I want to work out and make money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it never, like, just everyone listening, it did not start like that. No. Like, you see that now. But like, it started, I was broke as shit, living like in a million places, trying to figure my life out, training people, and just tried shit that I was enjoying. And eventually something stuck and got me a little further, and something else stuck, got me a little further. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I just woke up one day and I was like 25 and I was successful working out and like doing.
Yeah, it
never works that way.
And there's no longevity with that way too. It's like, how can you carry on and build off something that you have no interest in?
And I think it's so important, what you said earlier in relation to what you just said right now, about the fact that like you need to be passionate about what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And you because I kind of said it earlier too, you don't get there the way you think you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. You never get there the way you think you're going to get there. And I want people listening to know, like, no matter what angle you're coming at something, you need to spend time and understand that like it's not always going to work the way you want it to work. But right. if you really care about it, like you'll hit that wall, then you're going to go find another way around it, and you'll hit another wall and you'll find another way around it. And then eventually, like, what appears to everyone else, like, you've made it or you're where you got to be. And then here's the crazy thing is, like, you've fallen, I've fallen, and it's not always, like, on your own doing. Like, because I was on the internet and I had people just attack me for some shit that was completely untrue, mm-hmm. and I had to just live in that.
Right.
And it's like, damn, I got it. Like, this has to be my, like, for so long, I was so resistant. I was so resistant, like, almost in denial of like, wow, this is actually happening to me. Yeah. You know, and I was reading all this nasty shit, and I'm like, wow, I really just gotta like accept this, because I understand on the internet, you say something back to someone who says something, and it's just like, yo, you're just saying that now. And it's like, oh shit.
You can't win.
So you don't win, and it's just like, fuck. And even though I had gotten to a point and then that happened to me, largely in fact because of I got to a point, so someone saw I can get a benefit from saying something to get further, I could further my stuff. So this happened to me personally, and it's interesting because everyone listening, just so you know, like along your timeline of like success or where you're trying to go, as long as you understand it, like even if you're at where you're at right now and you're just getting started, mm-hmm. and you're not even close to where you want to go, the point is, like, even when I was up there, got attacked, fell, was like, fuck, like when I made my least amount of progress is when I sat in what we talked about earlier, that like, fuck, the world's against me.
Yeah.
So if you're just getting started and you're like, fuck, the world's against me, like, how do you expect to go anywhere?
Right.
Because even when I was up and then fell down, it was like, I still had a ton of shit. I had so much still capability, but I let that negativity just live in me for 6 months.
Yeah.
And before I was finally able to like let it go. But that was all my own doing. So like, I had, you know, you have major success and then you go somewhere and you fuck up. The point is, like, to everyone listening, it doesn't matter whether you have any success at all yet. It's like, even where you're starting, you need to start being like, I can do this, no matter what your circumstances are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because literally people make careers off of painting a picture. They make careers off of candles. They make careers off of like whatever it is that you love doing and are super into. If you're into math, like, you know, just... engineering, like, you know,
the internet has made so there's just like the shit we're doing wasn't like a thing.
No,
it's all brand new, and people are making like amazing careers off it, amazing livings. Like, it's But you got to care about it. Like, exactly. Where you find your niche there in it, like what you're doing, you got to really care about it.
Yeah. And people always say now, too, it's like the more excuses you create for not doing things, that's on you. There's always reasons not to do things. And you're going to be the one that just says, you know what? I really want to do this and I love this. Let me just like take all that nonsense in my head, distractions of why this won't work, and just like throw it over there. Screw it. If things come up with that, I'll like get through it because I'm like focused on this.
Why do you think it's so hard to, because I like people hear this and I hear it. And then mm-hmm. I remember I had that, I told you I had that time where like it took me like 6 months to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already had tons of success.
Mm-hmm.
So people who have, let's say they've had no success, at least in their eyes, how could you describe to someone how to let go of that? Because that's hard.
Right.
Because it's definitely easy to be like, you just got to let go of it.
Yeah.
Very easy. Do it. And it doesn't work that way. Yeah. So what do you think, like, because you're very successful.
Thanks.
How, like, you've gone through shit. Everyone's gone through things. Like, you, mm-hmm. even before you had any success, you had none and you wanted it. And you had to build yourself towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you let go of, like, the doubt of, oh, I can't do it, or the negativity of something happening, or...
Yeah, because you're going to hear that from your friends. You're going to hear that from your family. You're going to hear that in comment sections. Like, you know, it's always going to be noise around. Or even within you, if it's yours, like, yeah, it's just like a safety mechanism that your brain does for some reason. And we only grow when we get out of our comfort zone, right? Yeah. So if we're always just in a comfortable place, sitting on our couch at home, like, watching TV, doing a 9-to-5 that you may hate, like, you're never going to get out of there if you just don't take a risk and do something, you know? It's always going to be a slight risk, and you can kind of, like, weigh, you know, the benefits and, you know, the risks of doing it. But yeah. I would just say if you truly believe in it and you're not just doing something because you think it may make you some money, like, you just have to kind of just... go for it,
because
if you're not uncomfortable, you're not doing something right.
Yeah. So you fully believe, and I agree with this. I think that it's not gonna feel like, you may feel good that you're like, oh, I'm doing the thing I want to do, mm-hmm. but there's always gonna be that side of like, oh, this could fuck up.
Yeah. It takes investment, whether it's time, whether it's energy, whether it's financial. Like, you know, it takes investment to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've taken risks with like putting on full-fledged productions when I was able to with money, and just reinvesting it back into my work, because I was like, okay, this is what I need to do to grow more, and I got to take that risk even though nobody's paying me yet. Like, yeah. I got to put it into my work.
Greater risk, greater the reward.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how everything is.
Yeah. Like, don't go to Vegas and start gambling your money. Yeah, they can be like, away.
Oh shit, red, yeah. Black, everything on red.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. I was joking about this the other day. I was like, I wonder what's the max amount of money you can bet on, like, red or black.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, anytime I'm in Vegas, I'm like, first, I'm like, why? And then second, yeah, I'm like, blackjack. And then I'll play one game and I'll be like, all right, cool, I lost. And then...
You're just like me. Yeah. You have, like, a limit, right?
Yeah. I'm just like, one for fun. And then out of there.
Yeah, I always get a certain amount of money out, and I'll be like, only this. Like, I'm willing to lose this.
Yeah. Because then, or you just have to plan that it's going to be gone.
Yes.
Like, and so that way you have no emotions towards it, or hopefully you don't.
Yeah, fuck.
Hard cut to hopefully Bradley, just like, hulking
all
things.
My money.
Yeah.
No, I normally just do like, I don't know, like a few $100 or something. But
yeah.
It's just fun. I like it as the game, but yeah. I think that's a whole nother fucking, people get lost in that shit.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a part of an addiction, you know? Yeah, it's like,
for sure. That's people just, gambling addiction is
real.
That's
what they thrive off of. They're like, yes, come to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Come here. Yeah.
Don't go to Vegas. No, I'm not.
Or just control your spending.
Yeah, be calculated.
Have a friend, if you can't control it, have a friend with you that is in control of the money and that you trust be like, no.
Yeah, you gotta stop. You're done here.
Pulls you away.
Are there any things like, Any things along your social media path or career that you did, and then mm-hmm. and then you realize like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this.
No, like I guess that's kind of asking a question like if you like regret something that you've done, in a way.
Maybe not regret, just more like a hard realization of like, oh, okay,
yeah,
not this anymore. Not regret, because everything is.
I just noticed, like, with a big following, I just needed to learn the most I can, be the most educated that I can, like, always being aware of, like the world and just exploring it and, you know, just always educating myself.
Yeah.
Because with that comes a huge responsibility for, you know, everybody that has any sort of following on social media. Because, you know, one, you can make a lot of mistakes and end your career very quickly, a lot faster than you can grow.
Yeah.
Two, it's like a lot of people now want things from you. So you got to be able to have like some street smarts on you too, of just like feeling vibes and feeling energies of people, and who you allow into your circle in your life. Three, it's like I want to be able to have knowledgeable content out there too, like in between, because I do a variety of content. I'll do my sketches. Yeah. I'll do like random like PSA videos of something that I just learned and I'm like passionate about and I want to share with my audience. So it's like, as I'm growing, I want my audience to be able to grow with me. And, you know, the more like insight that I can give them into what I've learned in life, like, you know, it's the same way I liked to learn from other people that I'm surrounded by.
Yeah.
You know, and I want, since I have so many people surrounding me, like I'm essentially like rubbing off on them in different ways. Yeah. So I just want to be the best person I can be if I have such a strong following too. So, yeah.
Damn. So inspirational.
No, I know. It sounds cheesy, probably.
It doesn't, though, because it's interesting. Like, I've talked to a lot of, like, very successful people. I've had a lot of cool people on the podcast as well over, like, how long have I been doing shit? For, like, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Not as consistent as I'd like to be, but this will start to be consistent now. But everyone seems, it's interesting, who is successful says the same thing in different words. Like, they all have the same meaning.
Yeah.
Like, it's just I think that's one of the most interesting things that I've learned, like, in my time of doing this, whether it was on the podcast or not, like the general like vibe or the general feeling. Everyone's obviously very unique in which where they found their success, but everyone has the same mindset of like, this is what it takes.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it's just like the thing is to everyone listening is to trying to adopt that, not necessarily listen to what I'm saying or what Amanda's saying or what someone else is saying and be like, oh, I'm just going to do what that person says.
Right.
But the concept, because the main concept that I hear from everybody is like, find something you love and don't quit. Those are like, it's that simple. And then understand you're going to fuck up along the way. But if this matters enough, the end goal, the result. And the crazy thing about it, though, too, is like it changes. Like as you get further, it starts to kind of shift. Mm-hmm. But as long as you could still find the love and the what you're doing and how you're doing it,
it's going to push you through it.
It's going to get you through it. No matter what happens, no matter where you start, no matter where you fuck up along the line, like, granted, you know, certain things that just like career ending, right? Yeah. There's certain shit you can't come
sometimes
back from.
That happens, but there's other things you can do behind the scenes or like different, like, oh, you weren't supposed to do that. That's not your purpose. Purpose is over here.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I keep hearing from everybody is like, this almost like feeling about energy, self-belief, like real, having like a real sense of purpose. And I'm not telling you, if you guys don't have this, you won't make it where you want to go.
Yeah.
But if you feel like I don't know that about myself, you just got to start thinking about it. I think that's the number one thing that people will ask me. They'll be like, oh man, how'd you do all these things? And then I'll say like, oh, you gotta do this, this, and this. And the number one thing I think people feel like they don't have is like, well, purpose.
Right.
I don't really know what I want to do. I know I want to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, well, how are you going to get there? Or do what you did or something. And it's like, well, it's got to be personal.
Yeah. It's one thing to take notes on like how, because I do this all the time too. I look at how people built companies, like, you know, what their process was and okay, cool. But everybody has a different story and everybody has a different story because there's not like no set method that works. Like, because even when I was in college, I was like, I don't know what I was like, I'll be a dermatologist. And then I saw the images and I was like, nope, won't do that. And I loved math. So I was like, maybe I'll be an engineer. And then it's like, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But then it was like, I would put myself in like different events or different classes or different things just to like.
Things that you thought you would enjoy.
Yeah, things that I kind of was like, oh, that's cool. And just like putting myself in different situations, and even though I'd rather like stay at my like dorm, like I would like make myself go out and do things, just because like the more that you're out, the more that you're like just forcing your like not uncomfortable situations that like it's are gonna kill you. Yeah, but it's just like if you're not out doing that, you're not gonna see or even realize different opportunities that could end up bringing you to what it is that you're meant to do.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't go to college thinking I'm going to be an actor. Like, I wasn't, that's not when I was in college, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
And then it's like the world happens in various ways that kind of brings you to something, being like, I love this. And this is what I want to do. Now yeah. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pursue this, and I'm so excited about it. And it's like I put my everything into it, and still, like, I'm still achieving that goal to this day.
Yeah.
But I found success along the way because my intentions were always genuine.
Yeah.
So I think that helps. So if you're lost, you'll find it.
The genuine sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Like where you wanted to go and why you wanted to get there.
And the self-love along the way is important too. Because I've been rejected so many times in my life and still do to this day get rejected. And it's like such a shitty feeling. But at the same time, it's like, okay, no, I just need to take that rejection as like work harder and even like, or, you know, harder, smarter, whatever, or even just like put myself into more of these things so I can just better educate and better myself. So, or even like create this on my own. And then it always, life is funny because you always get to a point where the people that rejected you come back and they're like, they're like, hey, can we do this thing? And you're like, you know, I'm good. But, you know, maybe we'll talk if it makes sense.
Damn.
But that's real. One of the best feelings. Oh, so, man, let them motivate you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so real. I mean, shit. I could throw a lot of people under the bus right now.
Get a lot of phone calls.
Oh my God, man.
Like, Bradley.
Oh yeah.
I fully believed in you along the way.
The best.
Didn't give you any opportunities, but hey.
Yeah. The best was, I think this was, I'll just give it a little quick one. I'm not to say any names or anything, but there was a company that, I think when it was like 2011, like legit Instagram, I just first got on it. And I remember asking like, oh, can I get sponsored by this company? Because I was broke, needed money, and I liked the company.
Yeah.
And I remember the response I got from a dude was like, oh no, like we're good.
Yeah.
Like, because at the time that person, they had just won something. This was years and years ago. Like I said, 2011. And they were like they were a little bit more popular and they treated me like real shit. And then like looking back on that situation now and like conversations that happen since then, it's just, it's not like, oh yeah, fuck you, I made it, but it's like
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. So you guys listening, like, no matter what someone's telling you, or no matter what like answer you get, like ultimately, I think the thing like we keep coming back to that's most important is like a real sense of purpose. Like, and you, even if you don't know what it is, as long as you're trying to figure it out, that's the key.
Yeah.
Like I always tell people, people will ask me, oh, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. Like that's one of the most important parts, because like, I can't say that I know exactly the things that I want to do to get to where I want to go. Like, but I know there's a place I want to go to. I don't know just how I got here. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do to get there. Along the way, I was like, oh, this works or this works. But it's like, I started doing more of what worked and then it stopped working. I started trying to change it up. And it's like, just to everyone listening, you're not always going to have the right thing to do always at the right time. But as long as you keep going towards what you really care about, you're going to be successful.
And I think, too, just going back to, you know, the ones that are at their peak already and see people coming up that has talent and give them opportunity. Like, you know, be that one. Look at, and I love Beyonce, but look at even her on stage, like at her peak. And then she has people on her taking over her stage and performing as she goes and does a costume change, giving them opportunity to become something in their lives that they'll remember for the rest of their life. And it probably will give them all that success, you know, but they're putting in the work and they earn that platform.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it feels so good helping others. That's probably going to be like one of the times that you find your true happiness in life is like when you're doing things like whether it's making them laugh or whether it's like giving them opportunity. It's just, and it's good karma too.
Yeah.
So I think, cause that guy that probably turned you down with the ego of his recently won trophy probably is at a different place in his life now that could have used a lift up from you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and at this point, it's almost laughable. You're like, oh, no, I remember that.
You know? But if he gave you opportunity, you could have been the one to help him out later down the line.
Yeah.
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 So many angles here.
Yeah. Fuck you, guy. No, I'm kidding. No. It's all good. Okay, so I think that's it. I think next time you get on the podcast, we're gonna maybe it's you and
Summer,
your podcast host. Co-host.
I didn't know if you're gonna go with Johannes or Summer. I was like, Summer. Oh, Johannes.
Both.
That's two.
Both. Either way, yeah. All three.
Mics here.
Yeah. No, but I do. I'm definitely gonna get Johannes on here, just me and him, because we had one, but it was an older one with the audio, and I want to make it better.
You guys can nerd out about your fitness,
video games.
Video games.
It's funny you said fitness, but the first thing I'm thinking about is video games, because we play together.
Yeah.
And that's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, because Summer and I were actually supposed to be on this together. So it's me here today, but next time will be Summer and I.
So tell them your podcast you have with Summer is called Oh Honey.
Yes, it's called Oh Honey Podcast, and it's Oh Honey Diary on Instagram. We're launching, I think, end of June. Okay. And we'll be doing weekly podcasts that come out, and we'll have a YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, you spent, just because I was in this mix, but you spent, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are filming a ton.
Like a ton of guests.
Yeah.
Like, how many do you think you got done?
Oh, man. Probably like a year's worth. Yeah.
Like a year. Like, how many posts? How many a week?
In
a year?
We're doing one once a week.
Oh, so 12. Okay.
Yeah. But we might mix in some
12,
more.
12. Okay. Shit.
Yeah. Because we're dealing with a lot of schedules. But, you know, it's all. Oh, my gosh. I love so many of these podcasts that we did.
Yeah.
And yours included. Because they're actually super interesting and a different angle on the people that you normally hear from.
That's the best part about podcasts.
Getting vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So, the Oh Honey podcast. Yeah. I'll have you and Summer back. And then I want to have Johannes and whatever works. I know you're very busy. And then
if you're in Florida, we could do it in Florida.
Yeah, I'll bring my little mic set up.
Yeah.
What else? How else can they find you?
Really, I'm on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter. It's at Amanda Cerny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have this new clothing line I'm doing too.
What is it?
AR33.
When did you start that?
Well, their pre-existing clothing line, they were used to send me stuff, and I would like go out, and I even noticed myself like buying their stuff, which just got, I know it sounds like a normal thing to do, but it's rare in the influencer space if you're like actually going out and spending your money on things. But
you partner with them.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I invested in them.
Shit.
Yeah. I was like, this is an awesome brand. The materials are incredible.
What's it called?
AR33.
I'll send. Never heard of it. Yeah, send me some stuff.
Yeah, it's female stuff, but we're gonna do some male.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh, so there's
too.
No male stuff.
No.
Okay.
But we'll get there.
When you we'll get there, send me some stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you.
Make
for
sure you
me.
Guys subscribe to CultureCast on the YouTube. This is. I promise you guys, if you are listening to this right now, I am not going to fucking fail you guys. I'm gonna be consistent.
Yeah.
Because I have like 9 episodes.
Bradley.
I love it too. It feels better. I feel better just about life. There's like 9 of them though. The audio is, I'm not going to lie, is a little, because we got it all fixed. Like, this audio podcast is
crisp.
Is crispy. We have other ones that were like, oh shit. But you can still hear it. You can still get the content. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you turn on the bell notifications. Also, all the ones that we had posted previously, we're going to upload them to the iTunes, because we also had flopped on that. We were just posting
to
YouTube.
Get it together, Bradley. Oh, come on.
But hold on. I don't think this is true. Are you on Spotify?
Yeah.
How the fuck you get on Spotify?
I mean, I'll tell you all my secrets.
That's not easy. They only like pick certain ones.
We'll get you on. We'll talk.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So maybe I'll be on Spotify, because I know people are like, get on fucking Spotify.
Yeah.
And that's it. So subscribe to the channel. Check out Amanda. Thank you for your time again. That was awesome. And more coming soon. Woo-hoo. Thank you.